Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron.
That's a groovy little lick, Tim. What band is this?
This is a band, Canadian band, Bashara, and this is actually a song called The Amazing. And guess who it's written about?
It's not written about Amazing Kreskin.
It is. See, listen.
We've never met before.
Ha ha! That's so good!
There you go.
A Canadian band wrote a song about the Amazing Kreskin.
Yes.
Isn't that ironic? Because right now on the show, we have the Amazing Kreskin.
What?
He's on the line.
How weird is that?
You should have thought that through a little better.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah. He's here. He has been around for 743 years.
What's that in Canadian?
That's in Canadian. AmazingKreskin.com. He will be performing February 1st at the Showplace Performance Center in Peterborough, Ontario, and February 2nd at the Regent Theatre in Oshawa. His website is AmazingKreskin.com. There's an 800-line intro, a bio, that I am not going to read because, to be quite honest, if you don't know who he is, I don't like you.
So, amen.
And if you know who he is, you already know everything he's done. Let's get him on the line. Mr. Kreskin, sir, how are you today?
Yes. Mr. Marshall, or should I say Drew? Which would you prefer?
Well, there's so many names I have been called. Let's stay with Drew. Yeah.
No,
so, well, listen,
can I call you Drew?
Yes, please.
You know, I got to tell you something. I just love your style. This is the first time I've spoken to you, and I got to tell listeners because we're on live, aren't we, Drew? Are we on live?
We are on live, baby. That's
well,
it,
that, folks. Drew cannot erase this. I just get a feeling hearing Drew speak. And also, who's on with him? I don't know who the person is.
It doesn't matter.
It's a very warm, very warm show. I like your personality. There's a flakiness, but makes it all the more colorful and meaningful because those are the only interesting people around. And I mean that as a gentle commentary. You know, Seinfeld has been as of a year ago, since he announced he would no longer perform in universities, and I've done over 1,000 university shows in this country and Canada, but we are forgetting how to laugh at ourselves, and we're in great trouble if that happens. Do you know, I would have never believed this, but now many universities in the States, when a comedian appears, they're able to censor what the comedian can joke about, and that's not the spirit that we've had in North America.
It is not the spirit.
I've got to ask you something. You were playing, did you say that a Canadian band wrote a song called Amazing? Because I want to pick it up somewhere.
Yeah, what's it called, Tim?
It's called The Amazing.
The Amazing.
And it's by a group called Bashara.
And how do you spell that?
Oh,
Tim, would you get on that, please? Go to the Google and type in the name of the song on the Google and get the answer, Tim. Listen, while he's doing
the neatest. By the way, also, Drew, I got to tell you something because I haven't been in the business 700 some years ago, but I did celebrate about 7-8 days ago my 84th birthday. So I'm
well done, 84 years old.
Well, we counted the amount of appearances. We didn't get to last year yet because I'm only home about 5 days a month. But we counted 2 years ago the amount of appearances. So with radio, television, and concerts, 2 years ago, I did exactly 364 appearances around the world. So I do keep fairly active because the airline industry announced a little over 2 years ago that at that point in my career, I've flown a little over 3.5 million miles.
To the moon and back.
To the moon and back, yeah, yeah.
Well, it feels like it. And when I'm on with certain people on the air, I almost wonder if I'm joking. I know.
Listen, I know that people know a lot about you, but I actually have brought you on the show for two reasons only. Two reasons only. Number one, I want everyone to know about your upcoming shows, February 1st at the Showplace Performance Center in Peterborough, Ontario, and February 2nd at Regent Theatre in Oshawa. Again, the website is AmazingKreskin.com.
Thank you.
And the second reason that I've got you on the show is because I actually want to ask you questions that have nothing to do with your career.
That's correct.
They have to do with your beliefs.
Yeah, but I got to also mention to you,
and
this is impresses me tremendously because I travel the world, I work with thousands of broadcasters. This is your season number 15, is it?
16, 16th year.
Drew, I want to tell you, in a business such as radio, which is changing monumentally here in the United States, that is some credentials. That is, I give you tremendous credit. It says it all right then and there for you to be on. I congratulate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I think it might be because they're just low in programming. They need to find some.
And he's good looking too, which is perfect for.
God! Folks, this guy. I want to tell you, folks, this. If I'm on the air sometime in the area and I'm there for a few days in person, I'll come on with Drew, but I want to assure all of you listening in, I dare not read his thoughts on the air. Now, what were you saying, Drew?
No, I'm not. Don't do anything at all. Okay, so here I've got 10 questions I've always wanted to ask Kreskin.
It was two, and now it's 10.
10 questions, no, two things. I've got two reasons I've got you on the show, but 10 questions I've always wanted to ask Kreskin. Are you ready?
Sure, Drew.
Okay, here we go. Number one, do you think that there's a God?
Yes.
Really?
Well, I remember one of the great inspirations in my life. I did not know him. I was a little boy when he died. Was Albert Einstein, and I'm a voracious reader. As people who know me, and this is, I don't mean this in a braggish way, because I have a book coming out in a few months. I've written 20 books so far, and when I'm home, and the BBC came to my home to film my, I added a building to my house, which is over 8,000 books. When I'm home, I read 4 books a night. Last night I read 4 books, and I don't brag about it. I won't go into it. I don't skim read. I don't want to go how long it takes for me to read a novel, what have you. But you study the life of Einstein, and here in college, here's a man that nobody knew who in the world he was. And the professor is teaching either physics or whatever the course is, and Einstein's saying, well, professor so-and-so, what about the creation of this? Could it have been an intelligent force and so forth? And the professor starts arguing with him and points out this and that and everything else. And Einstein keeps asking these questions. Most of his fellow students thought he'd be thrown out of the class or given a low mark, but they later learned that the professor, after hearing these questions in which Einstein suggested the possibility of a creator, how could all of this happen spontaneously, and all of this jazz, the professor decided here was the beginning of a genius.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Man, so okay.
Yes, I do.
So
I do believe.
You do believe there's a God.
Creator.
Very.
I one of the great inspirations in my life was a man that most people today don't know. His name was Bishop Fulton J. Sheen, and he was on television for years. Once a week, he broke Milton Berle's record. He was a bishop in the Catholic Church, and when he went on the air, he didn't talk about the Catholic faith or so. He talked about the good life, the positive things in life, and so forth. And he broke when Milton Berle's ratings, because he was on Tuesday, and I had friends who were atheists who watched him and so forth. And I remember the night he received an Emmy, when I was a kid. Then he walks on the air, and they said, "Your Excellency, this is your gift as the number one whatever the category show was."
Yeah.
And he took the and he said, "I want to thank my writers, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John," which I thought was great.
A tremendous
sense of humor.
All right, question number two for the amazing Kreskin.
Sure.
Have you ever had a supernatural encounter?
Well, that's interesting. When you mean supernatural, you don't mean something from outer space. You mean, I've had tremendous incidents in my career that I felt could not have been accidental and what have you. And my new book, I account so many, many incidents. I can remember the scenario. I'm not a fortune teller, but in which I missed a plane flight because I overslept, which I don't do, because I decided to take a different route to the airport, and this is before I had a road manager, so I got there late, and when I finally got there, I had to carry my luggage in my hands and run through a field and get to the airport, and I finally got there, and they all knew me because I flew every few days. They say, Chris, you better hurry to the plane. I got to the plane. I left my luggage there, got to the plane, and to see the plane take off, and when I came back to the counter, they said, Creskin, your luggage went on, but we got to give you another flight. So I got another flight, and on I went. I got to New York State. That night, I didn't have my clothes. I didn't have my dress clothes or anything. I'm about to go on stage, and just before I go on stage at this nightclub that's sold out, there's a knock on the door. I opened it. The police are there. They walk in with a driver, and they said, Creskin, this is your suitcases, aren't they? Oh, my God, those are my dress clothes and everything else. What happened? It turns out the plane I missed crashed in a farmland in New York State.
Wow.
Had I been in, I would have been killed. So I've had many things that I cannot explain.
Yeah.
Because it certainly couldn't be telepathy, because nobody knew what was going to happen.
No, that's right.
And I can tell you things that have happened. And if I say some of these, think I'm making these up. I don't need to do things like that. I don't have to make things up.
All right, I want to get a little personal. Are you ready?
Sure. That's very personal. I got to think about that. Go ahead.
Okay, no, that's fine. That's fine. I mean, all these are personal.
All right, Drew.
Here we go. So that was question two. This is question number three for the amazing Creskin.
Right, Drew.
Who has hurt you the most in life?
That's a very interesting question. Without mentioning any names,
yes.
I and in a little while, when we only have about 5 minutes left, I want you to interrupt me because I have something to announce for everyone in Canada that I have one of the greatest, most exciting announcements of my entire life. But one of the persons who hurt me most is a person whom I put great faith and great trust in. Many of my management situations never had written contracts because if you look at old timers in show business, the handshake, years ago, if you shook hands with someone and made an agreement, you had to keep that. Today, nobody even knows what that means. Well, it turns out that without going into the drama of it, I found out a certain person managing me was charging four times the fees. I was paying him a certain commission on my appearances, not knowing that the real contracts were not the ones I had, but he was getting four times the amount.
Well, that's tough.
And that went on years. And that is, we hear, by the way, folks, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. No. This happens
all the time. Well, let me tell you, I just got word not too long ago that Tim Conway, the great Tim Conway, has gone through something very, very similar.
And so many have. I got calls when this broke, when this gentleman went to court and was tried by the government, not by the. And so far, I got calls from very famous people to say, Creskin, don't be upset. The same thing happened to me. A very famous musician went to buy a home here in New Jersey, and they wouldn't lend them the money because you don't pay for the whole amount. He said, well, you wouldn't lend me money. You didn't have any money in his account. It all gone. So, but moving on, I'm not complaining. I don't live in the past, but you learn.
That's fine. Okay,
and
let's...
You know, Drew, you learn.
So let's move on because we're running out of time. So question number four with the amazing Creskin. What was the time when your own talent as a mentalist freaked you out?
Well, let me tell you, when the Lifestyle of the Rich and Famous was on the air. Robin Leach, who passed away a few months ago, he sent me a copy of the show. It was a show that in which they went to people's homes and came to my home, spent a half an hour there. I said, Robin, I'll be at something else I'd like to try. He said, what do you have? He said, we don't time press. We give each of the three guests a half an hour. The show's an hour and a half. What do you have in mind? I told him. He says, you're out of your mind. Are you serious? I said, I'd like to attempt to do it. I told him what I had in mind. He said, let me call my producer, because he was at my house. Producer said, yes, we'll go through with it. Robin said to me, Creskin, if this fails, we will keep it out of the show and not show it. I said, Robin, please look me in the eye. I built my career on integrity. Yeah, I don't want this to fail. I've never done this before. If it fails, you must show it, because I don't want people to think I cheated in my work. He said, you have my word. The bottom line is, to wrap it up very, very quickly, without going into some of the dramatic details, they took me to a restaurant in New York. Outside the restaurant, And when I got out of the car, there were about a dozen police cars. There was a limousine. I went over to the limousine. Cindy Adams, who works for the New York Post in New York, is still a columnist there, met me. She said, "Kreskin, I'm not to talk to you when we get in the car. I understand you're only to speak to the driver." And it was a stretched limousine. We were the only two. I said, "Yes, Cindy, but you've got to concentrate." The police were going to cordon off traffic. They didn't know what the hell we were going to be doing, because all she could do was to think about Robin Leach. I had to find him. He was hiding somewhere in the entire city of New York.
And you found him?
I found him in a loft building in 44 minutes. It was one of the most dramatic things.
Wow.
But when I walked in the building and went to the top floor, I stood in front of an Olympic swimming pool for 5 minutes because it was a sports area, but it was too early in the morning. Nobody was there. And they thought, the camera crew thought, "What's the matter with him? What's the matter with him?"
Yeah.
And finally, I pointed to a door and said, "Cindy, that's our destination." We walked over to the door, opened the door. They were cleaning the floors. A man was draped over a table. I went over to him, put my hand on his shoulder. It was Robin Leach. He says, "Break out the champagne." Cindy says, "We were out there for 5 minutes." He says, "What do you mean out there?" She says, "Chris was standing looking at the swimming pool." He says, "Break out another bottle." It turns out when they radioed him and said I was beginning my search, he decided to change into a bathing suit and swim so I'd find him in the swimming pool. But a half an hour later, he got waterlogged, cleaned up, dressed up, and went in the room. I kept seeing him in the pool.
Wow. Wow, you are the amazing Kreskin. All right, I'm gonna pare down the questions because we're running out of time. I'm not gonna do all 10.
We'll save it. I gotta tell you something.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you something shortly. You let me know when you're.
Yeah, oh yeah, I'll give you time. I'll give you time in the end. You ready?
Yeah, please.
Okay, here we go. What would you like religious people to know about the power of mind manipulation?
Well, that's an interesting thing because you mentioned people who have abused. We've seen movies about. Certain people who gullibly attracted individuals,
yes,
that they were going to be moved, and so on. I'm not saying that there's not an ability for faith to heal, because let me tell you what's disappearing from medicine today, and it's got me extremely upset. But in the case of I believe that spiritually we can change life. We can change the life of people around us, because there's something that we don't want to lose. Young people are losing this, and that's the gift of empathy. Whether you are deeply religious or just have a spirituality about life, you have to learn to feel the way someone else feels. And because of the use of cell phones and so forth, that is disappearing. And one thing that's happening, I predicted it, and now sociologists tell me, Kreskin, you hit the nail on the head. More and more young people are saying something's missing from their life, and it's friends.
Yeah.
You show me someone who has 200 friends on an internet, and I will show you a very lonely person.
So what I heard you say in the midst of all that was, because our world is certainly immersed in a lack of genuine friendship, that also means that we might be even more vulnerable or susceptible,
right,
to mass,
absolutely,
manipulation.
Oh my God, it's out of control. Look at the political. By the way, in spite of what I said in Canada and the United States, and I've traveled the world, but in Canada and the United States, folks, don't misunderstand me. I have nothing against politicians. I just wish that most of them had been on the Titanic. But that's beside the point. But Drew, something else is happening, and I say this not because of a degree in psychology, because I performed for 70 some years, and I've worked with psychologists. I have a degree in psychology, but I'm not bragging about that. But we have on the verge, and older doctors are agreeing with me. We have something that may be suddenly, slowly disappearing in our society. And that is the ability of a doctor to heal. Because in all of medicine, and years ago, I could tell you a doctor in my life, a Jewish doctor, who I would go to his synagogue to talk about him. He healed not only with all the medication, but by his presence, his presence and rapport. We go to doctors and dentists now and spend 90% of the time with x-rays being taken, everything else. And the personal rapport, the personal healing is starting to disappear from the healing in our society.
Interesting. Interesting. Okay, here we go. Just about at the end. Kreskin, what do you think will happen when you die?
Well, let me tell you something. It's funny you bring this up, because I'm announcing this in my performances this coming week in Canada. I finally decided to announce my retirement, and I plan to retire 10 days after I pass away.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Really well done.
Can I mention something?
Please do. Please do.
To all you people who've sent me emails in Canada and the thousands in the United States and in England and what have you, I thank you. I cannot respond to all, but please hear me. I've read every email. The reason I'm getting all these congratulatory things is because 3 weeks ago it's finally announced that in production, the preparation for production is being made for a full-length motion picture on the life story of yours truly.
Unbelievable.
Right now they're talking about actors who could play me. And Drew, this is something I wasn't seeking. They came to me. This is not a documentary. It's a motion picture. And I got to tell you, I cannot tell you what an absolute thrill this is in my life.
Will it be Malkovich again?
No, but he played it. He did a good job. That was more of a humorous take on. But this, they're going to even the people are suggesting famous actors, and I commonly keep mentioning certain people. I don't know if you have someone in mind that you think, but they're also going to find someone who, because of my starting performing when I was in my teens, to play me as a youngster. But this is, and by the way, I want to warn everybody that I'm insisting they take certain parts of my life out of this so I don't go to prison. I'm only joking.
Yes, I know. No, listen.
I'm looking in my office right now. I have a sign that simply says this. If anybody ever calls me politically correct, kick me in the ass.
Yes. Yes. Well, so I'll say it. My final question for Kreskin. Final question.
Yeah. Yes, true.
Have you ever considered contact lenses?
Yeah, why did you ask me that?
Because it is your look, man. It is so amazing. You have the most distinctible? Is that the word I'm looking for?
Distinctive.
Distinctive. You know, distinctible.
Drew,
what's that?
Can I tell you something? I am not playing. I have no reason to play games. Last night at a performance, it was a professional group. A group of designers came up, and they said, you know, Kreskin, you have the most remarkable look and eyes. Where do you get those glasses? It turns out they were gotten in Paris 50, 60 years ago, and we can't find duplicates. They said there's something about those glasses bring out a certain look. And here, less than 24 hours later, dude, you practice thought reading on the side. I don't want you to start bragging about other things, but you are. By the way, Drew, I want to say this, and I mean this. I feel a great rapport. When my book comes out, can I contact you? We can spend more time talking about the book.
Let's do it. I want to do it, man. Seriously, and I do mean seriously, you were a great impact. You had a great impact. You were the man. You are the man. You had such an impact on all of our lives growing up, Kreskin. CTV here in Ontario, we owe them a debt of gratitude for bringing you to the world stage. Thank you, Kreskin.
And Drew, I will say this in the spirit of broadcasting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say goodbye. Let's just say to be continued.
Beautiful.
Talk
thank
you soon, Drew.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. The amazing Kreskin on the Drew Marshall Show. He will be performing February 1st at the Showplace Performance Center in Peterborough, Ontario, and February 2nd at the Regent Theatre in Oshawa. AmazingKreskin.com. I had 37 more questions. I could have asked him the top 40
questions. But I'm sure
questions.
He knew that.
He knew that. He knew that. I didn't even get a chance to say it. Now, we've never met before. I love that line.
That's why I like that song, because it was actually a lyric in the song.
So good, man. So good.
Remember this song? I Got a Big Shadow from Penn Jillette.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You remember that moment when Penn Jillette gave you credit for picking a cool song,
he stopped you and said, I just want to... It's magic. I didn't play that song.
No.
He was thrilled.
Whoa,
it's magic.
Anyway, the amazing Kreskin on the Drew Marshall.